Think of Cardiff. This is Kara.
Hi, Kara. This is Elena at CAN.
Hi, Elena. How are you?
Good in yourself. So let me explain how this works. I know it's hard to sometimes, you know, do it through email. Mm-hmm. So the issue is this. They are listing on their pre-qual app. They are listing their DBA as JC Holly Contracting Inc., mm-hmm. which is fine. But if you Google that name, you cannot find it anywhere. When you Google it, it comes up as JC Holly Contracting Company. That's the only way it comes up on Google. It does not come up as Inc., only on their website. We cannot use a website for DBA verification. They have to be third parties. All the third parties are listing them as JC Holly Contracting Company. So we can do one of two things. We can just send the BLA out with the DBA listed that I sent you, that's listed as the contracting company, or okay. if they insist on going with DBA as JC Holly Contracting Inc., then they need to send us a utility bill or an invoice with that name on it as the DBA.
Okay.
Which may be a little bit more complicated.
One question. If we go the yes. first route, do they mm-hmm. have to sign all pages or just the pages that changed?
No. Yeah, I sent you the pages that needed to be signed. They do need to sign those pages.
Those pages? Okay.
That the DBA is on. The DBA name is on, so they just need to sign the pages. Whatever pages show the DBA name, those need to be signed.
Okay, just the pages.
Which would be the prepayment addendum. And I believe just page one of the loan agreement. I don't think the DBA name is on 10 or 11. That's just the legal name.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Perfect. Thank you, Elena.
Okay, you're welcome. No problem. Bye-bye.